We are going to speak some verses of thanksgiving, which are taken from various parts of the Bible. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Lord, with thanksgiving, make melodies to our God. Play the strings.
Bring a thank offering of leavened bread and proclaim first free will offerings. Publish them, for so you love to do, O people of Israel.
About anything, but in everything with prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
And when all creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders, they fall before the one who is seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive honor, glory, and power, because you have created all things, and by your will they are created and they existed."
All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces and praised God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to God forever and ever. Amen."
Be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
But let me tell God, thank you. God, the giving of victory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Out loud party. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I like saying it in Gullah. Oh, what a laugh out loud party Thanksgiving stirs up in the heart. Can you believe it? I'm really thankful to Steve Tice for turning me onto this book. Now, I know a lot of people in the IWS community, at least in the 704 culture, have been aware of this book for a while. It's new to me, but I love this concept of learning to live the Eucharistic life. Learning to live a life that's so rooted in the table. And what did Jesus do when he established the table? He started giving thanks. It was just as natural as breathing to him. It doesn't come that naturally to us. And we have to have all these reminders. And you know, as John wrote in his first letter, I don't write these things to you because you don't know them. I write these things to you because you do know them. And you need to be reminded. I need to be reminded. And it's good for it to just keep coming back over and over and over. There's something that happens in the... There's a truth, a principle you learn in the pop music field if you work with rock bands, which I loved to do. One of my favorite things during my years in the music business was working with a rock band, because it's kind of like a... Life in a rock band is kind of like life on a submarine. They become like a culture unto themselves. And if you want to have success with a rock band, a really rockin' band, you want to record ballads with them every now and then that can get them on the radio stations that won't play all the hard kicking rock stuff. I'm not fond of a lot of music from the 80s. It sounds very dated to me now, very stilted. But a band I loved in the 80s was The Police. And I loved all their really raw, abstract, bizarre time signatures and harmonic and melodic development, complex lyrical content. And so much of their stuff was pretty abstract listening. But there were always one or two ballads. There was always an Every Breath You Take, or a Wrapped Around Your Finger, Wrapped Around My Finger. Those things that just haunt you. We had made some records with Petra, the rock band Petra, and where we always had great success with them was with the ballads. And I remember when they brought us the little children's song called The Coloring Song, and I thought, oh boy, we've just been handed a piece of gold. It was their first number one song. The band went on, had a lot of success, then they broke up for a while, and when they re-established themselves, they had a new lead singer. We were working with a couple of new producers. They were successful in the pop field, but not in the country field, Dino and John Elefante. And Dino told me, he said, you know, I really like what we've got here, but I think we really need a ballad. Well, I'd learned the wisdom of that already. I said, yeah, okay, let's see what we can do. And they wrote a song called Thankful Heart for the album Back to the Street. I've got a thankful heart that you have given me. It can only come from you. You know, in one of Paul's epistles, he refers to the gift of repentance. We can try to repent. We can stir up our hearts to repent. We can bring forth fruit. We can do actions that try to engage with repentance. But ultimately, I think repentance is a gift. It's something God graciously gives us, that total brokenness, where it really is not just a change of mind and a change of heart, but a change of direction. I suspect that a thankful heart, that real thanksgiving, the authentic Eucharistic life, is the same way. We can do some things to stir up thanksgiving. We can say the scriptures, we can say the words, we can do the things that we were given in Deuteronomy 26. We can bring an offering out of our increase to the Lord. We can begin to tell our story. My daddy was a son of a hill country farmer in Texas, and he went to a church one time in his mid-20s, and the pastor came and led him to the Lord in our living room. And now we are baptized into a large family whose father was a wandering Aramean. And with that whole faith family, we are baptized into the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I give thanks. I give you thanks, Lord. Nouwen says that it's not just the Eucharist, but the Eucharistic life that makes the difference. The table is everything. I love Bob Weber's admonition, flee to the Eucharist. Flee to the Eucharist. I grew up with the Broadman hymnal as a Baptist kid, starting when I was 4 years old, when we began to go to church. There was a spiritual in the Broadman hymnal I just loved. Flee like a bird to your mountain. Does anybody know that song? Flee as like a bird to your mountain. And I love that imagery of a helpless, defenseless little bird flying away to safety on a mountain somewhere. Flee to the Eucharist. There is safety, there's comfort, as we found last night at the table. There's comfort to be had. There was so much comfort and peace and healing mercies flowing in this room and in the prayers and the love that was flowing from the heart of God and from each of you towards the others. Flee to the Eucharist. But it's not just the table. It's not just the Eucharist itself, but it's the Eucharistic life that makes the difference. A life of thanksgiving. Another quote from this book is, "To see a smile break through tears is to witness a miracle, the miracle of joy." To see a smile break through tears is to witness a miracle, the miracle of joy. I really think a key to the joy that we felt just moments ago when our siblings were coming up here and breaking out into these words of thanksgiving from all over the Scripture, Old Covenant and New, all different kinds of places in the Bible. Thanks, just popcorn, thanks. I really think that thanksgiving, intentionally embarking on and practicing the Eucharistic life, is the gateway to joy. It's where joy just, you can't hold it back. And it is unspeakable, and it is full of glory. So I challenge myself, and I challenge you, let's intentionally make this Eucharistic life something that we are chasing after, learning the new discipline of. And let's do it so much that we're in danger of becoming redundant. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Please stand for the prayers.